ABC News.
Yesterday was the first time that a disaster declaration had been made in Victoria, and over the last couple of weeks we've been escalating the role of the Defence Forces. We've been operating on what has always been the arrangements, which is to respond to requests, and have been doing that, but we have now moved to a new phase, which is to just move forward and integrate in areas. So previously we've asked for requests, now we are just moving in and then integrating with the local command and what's taking place on the ground.
But did you need a disaster announcement to make you aware of just how serious the bushfire crisis was in Victoria and, of course, in New South Wales?
Well, of course not. We know that it has been a serious issue. That's why we've had Defence Force people employed since September of this year. And that's why we've been supporting the emergency services and firefighting efforts by the states and territories now for many months.
But
and
you've only announced...
2,000 people
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You've only announced the upscale of that this afternoon. Why has it taken
well,
until
Well, the long? Upscale has been occurring now for several weeks. I mean, it was several weeks ago that I ensured that we had Defence Force personnel who were deployed directly into the incident response centres in towns and areas all across New South Wales as well as Victoria. But it has been the states who have been, we have been respecting and responding to their requests, and myself being out and about and seeing things on the ground, particularly over the last week, it became clear that the scale and the extent was getting beyond the capacity of those state agencies, and there were places that needed additional assistance. And so in the absence of any request, we will now just move forward and position and integrate with what's happening on the ground.
But Prime Minister, were you not warned of the scale and the extent of this bushfire season as far back as last March, when former bushfire chiefs actually said to you something has to be done about the upcoming fire season, which could turn into a crisis? And indeed it has.
That was the same advice that we received from the existing fire commissioners, and then we responded to the actions that needed to be put in place as they recommended. And so, you know, I don't accept that. Simply accept that at all. We received the same advice from the existing fire chiefs and responded to their recommendations with additional resources and the planning work that was put in place. I think the response that has been led by the state commissioners in each of their jurisdictions has been outstanding and phenomenal. We've got 147 water bombers out there. And now on top of that, they asked us at 8 o'clock last night, 8 p.m., for an additional asset, the first request we've had on that, and I've decided to provide four with up to $20 million, and they're two very heavy and large ones, and two other large water bombers that will be made available to the states, and the Commonwealth will be meeting all of that expense.
Prime Minister, I spoke to Susan Templeman earlier this afternoon. She is the federal member for Macquarie. She has a home at Winmalee in the Blue Mountains and is playing that awful waiting game that so many people in those bushfire areas are playing. She says you visited the area in early December, you were told then by people, residents, that the bushfire season that was coming was going to be a very tragic one unless something was done. She asked this afternoon why something wasn't done after those conversations.
Things were happening even then.
But they weren't evident, obviously,
well,
Prime Minister.
I'm very sorry, but I mean, she may not be aware of the amazing work the Defence Force were doing, dropping firefighters into incredibly dangerous areas, evacuating people, engaging in search and rescue, the staging point for the water bombers themselves being run out of Richmond, ensuring that we had ample fire retardant and supplies of that going into New South Wales at the time. I can't help but if Susan Templeman isn't aware of all the things that the ADF were doing at the time. I think it's very important that at times like this, it's not a time for point scoring, it's just a time of getting things done, and that's what our ADF has been doing, getting things done, whether it is there. I personally saw those fire grounds. I was over on the other side, particularly over in Mudgee, and seeing what was occurring there, and the fires were on the other side of the range, and many of the things I've announced today is a result of what I observed there, with the connecting up the needs on the local level with what the ADF could deploy and do.
I think Susan Templeman really epitomised what many people on the fire grounds are feeling this afternoon, and that is that they really don't feel like there's been any leadership in this bushfire crisis. You're aware of the criticism yourself. What do you say to that?
The response I'm providing is to ensure that
you as a leader, Prime Minister.
The response, that is required to deliver the response that I've outlined today, to listen carefully as I have, to see that the fact that our assets and our resources and the people that we have available are able to move forward, not having to wait for a request, but they're able to move in there quickly and take action is what we're doing. But that has been occurring in response to the many requests that had already been made, but the fires have gone to another level. And they're not just in New South Wales, they're in Victoria, they're in South Australia. We've had two fatalities there today which have been confirmed. 23 people have lost their lives. This is not a time for arguments, it's a time for action, and that's what we're doing.
Prime Minister, why then do you think you've been heckled when you've visited various fire grounds and people have really asked you not to come back unless you can provide further resources?
Well, there has been a mixture of responses, and it would be very unfair to characterise it as that being the overwhelming response. That has not been the overwhelming response. In the places I've been, there's been a mixture of responses. I was the first senior person to go into Cobargo after that terrible fire ripped through, and I expected to hear anger and upset and people to be very raw. And as I've listened to people's fears and concerns, that's how I've responded in what I've put in place today.
I think they were angry and upset at you, Mr. Morrison.
Well, were you there?
No, I wasn't. I saw the vision on television.
Well, I was there and I met with many people on that day, and many people were pleased to have Jenny I there, and many people were pleased that their isolation had been recognised, and that so soon after the event I was able to get there. I listened very carefully. They said they wanted more resources for the Royal Fire Service. That's what they said. I spoke to others who had said to me what was occurring in terms of getting access to local roads and what was needed to clear those, and we have emergency services people doing that work, but it was clear to me that they would need more support, and that's why I've made the announcements I have today. Mm. So I hear all of that. I hear those who are angry and frustrated and outraged, and I hear those who are appreciative and encouraging. I mean, there is a mixture of responses that happen when you go into these places. I've visited many, many, many of these communities going back as far as September when it started up in Canungra, and there's always a mixture of responses, sometimes only one aspect of those responses are what's given amplification in the media.
So finally, Prime Minister, do you feel you can look Australians in the eye this afternoon and say, I have done my best for you as your Prime Minister as far as this bushfire crisis goes?
Of course I do. I say that every single day to the Australian people on every issue and every responsibility I have.
ABC News.